Big Red Bench with Chill Insurance. Proud sponsors of Cork GAA. Chill Insurance. We'll take it from here. Cork's Red FM.
Yeah, it was a good win, and it was certainly probably an improved performance from the semi-final and maybe the most complete team performance they've produced this year. And it said a lot for the character as well, because they conceded a goal from the very first play of the game, about 10 seconds. So if they were feeling any bit nervy or anything like that, it might have told against them, particularly as they were playing into a strong win. But they were only a point down at half time. They settled well. They had their runners were in particular causing the Wexford backs trouble. That was leading to frees, and Peter O'Brien is unerring as ever from place balls. He finished with 8 points today. I think he had 13 in the semi-final. But you always knew a point wasn't going to be enough with the strength of the wind that was here in Nolan Park. And by sort of the three-quarter stage, the game was in the bag. Cork came out firing, got two goals. And while Wexford came back, and I think that had more to do with maybe Cork easing the foot off the throttle. Cork again threw over a few points towards the end, and 218 to 212, 6 points. That was as close as Wexford deserved to be now, to be honest with you.
Good stuff, yeah. Liam Hayes, actually, he did say that to us in the preview, that, you know, he expected Wexford, he couldn't let Wexford get a good start, and they did 10 seconds in, as you say, with a goal. But this Cork side had plenty of experience of making a comeback from the semi-final win over Galway. But tell us, who else impressed from Cork? You've mentioned the free taker O'Brien, but who else impressed for Cork today?
Yeah, John Cronin was very good at midfield, as he was in the semi-final. Ty Healy, I thought, was excellent at centre-back. And but the runners up front, Cullum Casey scored 4 points in play, Michael O'Sullivan scored a goal, David Drake scored goals, but it was the pace. Even Anthony Spillane might have only got a point, but his pace causing a problem all the time. His marker had a yellow card by the 12th minute. You know, he sort of reminded you a bit of Alan Cadogan, the way he just came out and turned his man, you know, and it was just causing problems all the time. And really, they should have won by much more. They butchered a couple of goal chances in the second half, and probably were just a little self-indulgent. But they were on top, really, in most areas. I should probably mention Alan Dennehy at full-back, too, because he was marking Red Barry, who was a top senior hurler in his day, and obviously a top senior footballer as well for Wexford. Kept Red to possibly a goal. I'm not sure if Red got a touch to that delivery that led to the first goal in that opening gambit.
It's the culmination of a fantastic campaign for these intermediate hurlers, Dara. I mean, they had a great Munster campaign winning that title. Big win over Galway, as you said, with the comeback they made there, and to cap it off today against Wexford. It's been a great campaign.
Yeah, and it probably stood to them, you know, as it often does, the side that comes through Munster, because Munster just tend to, you know, you have more Munster teams participating, so it's you have more of a test. So that was a hard test to come through that, and then, you know, you were playing what was more or less the Galway under-21 team in the semi-final, barred maybe the five seniors. And it was a great test, and they stood up. And again, Wexford have plenty of players from senior clubs here, and we must keep reminding people that Cork don't. You know, it's all drawn from the junior and intermediate. So it's fantastic experience, and you're talking some of the guys down there. It means so much, you know, to wear the Cork jersey. What an opportunity, and then to go all the way and win an All Ireland, you know.
Yeah, they got a quick assist than we thought, a goal earlier on, but in fairness, all is, they showed a bit of character, and they stuck at the test, and in fairness, they got the result in the end.
We've been speaking to Dara from the Examiner about the performance, and a complete performance, he called it today, so you must be very, very pleased.
Yeah, they were now, in fairness, in half time. They came out, and in the third quarter there, they really kicked on, and I mean, they were aggressive in the tackles, and I mean, they got the scores when it required most. And in fairness, they're a good outside now, and just delighted the way it went.
And the end of a long campaign and a great campaign, a lot of great reward out of it, Liam.
Yeah, it was a long campaign. I mean, we had five championship matches. I suppose it was one of the longest campaigns in this grade for a long time. And it shows how just good a team they are. And in fairness, I'm delighted for them.
Excellent, and it's great. Hopefully it'll feed back into the clubs at intermediate and junior level where you've taken these players from, and help build Cork hurling.
I'm sure it will. I mean, they'll go back to their clubs now, and, you know, with any other confidence about them, and hopefully, you know, they'll do well with their clubs, and someone will probably enjoy a bit of county success.
The Big Red Bench with Chill Insurance, proud sponsors of Cork GAA. Chill Insurance. We'll take it from here. Cork's Red FM.